Le district municipal de Northern Sunrise lance un appel à tous ceux qui aimeraient enrichir leurs connaissances de venir participer à la découverte des panneaux de signalisation de la faune. Cette visite guidée sera faite par Rob Staft, biologiste de la faune et de la flore. Au prime abord, le moniteur va élaborer le plan de la journée aux participants. Puis ils vont se diriger au parc de Hammond Valley pour les découvertes. Rob Staft, biologiste de la faune et de la flore.
So I think we are going to be meeting down at Hammond Valley recreation area as a group, and we'll get organized together and see how many people we've got and see what sort of makes sense for how to approach the day.
Au cours de la marche, les apprenants et le maître vont échanger sur ce qu'ils vont voir dans le parc. Certains animaux pourront être aperçus ce jour. Par ailleurs, les panneaux de signalisation pour la faune seront interprétés par le guide. Quelques jeunes oiseaux présents sur le site vont retenir l'attention des touristes. Rob Staft, biologiste de la faune et de la flore.
But generally speaking, we will be doing quite a bit of walking around, and it'll be casual walking. It won't be anything terribly strenuous, but walking around and talking about what we see out in the forest there. There likely won't be an awful lot of animals that we encounter, but we may encounter quite a lot of animal signs. In terms of tracks, maybe that we might see in the mud, or evidence that animals have been nearby with some of the grazing and browsing that has been done on the vegetation. We might see some nests, some birds that have been active during the course of the year. They will likely be all finished now, but there might be some young birds still hanging around in the area that we might be able to spot. And so generally we're going to see what we can see, and there may be an awful lot that isn't very evident to the casual observer, but I think we might take a bit of a deep dive in and see what are the things that we can see when we have a little bit of training and we know what to look for.
Les apprenants seront édifiés sur les différents arbres qu'on retrouve en forêt, ainsi que les activités de certains animaux.
We will also look at perhaps some small willow patches or shrubs, yeah. And have a really look at those to see if the tips of those have been eaten by something, which yeah. Is really good evidence that a moose has been by. We might look at some old growth trees and have a look at the activity by birds, specifically woodpeckers, yeah. To where they would be carving out a little bit of a hole to get at insects that are in the tree, and maybe have some of those bore holes turn into cavities where birds and other animals might be using those as a nest or a maternal den site of sorts.
L'objectif de cette rencontre est d'enseigner certains signes communs de la faune et définir les zones à risque de la forêt à ne pas franchir à une certaine période de l'année. Cathy Batman, coordonnatrice du programme environnemental.
The idea of the event, I guess, is to teach people some common signs of the wildlife that live in our area. Try and identify maybe some sensitive areas that we'd want to stay away from at certain times of the year, just to let the wildlife either nest or have their babies, feed, etc. Then we try and find some signs of them too.
Sur le site, ils vont découvrir des pistes de chasse. Ils vont aussi observer les animaux se balader entre les arbres.
So one big feature that we might see out there are a number of game trails. So there are likely some hiking trails that people use quite a little bit, and those same trails would be used by animals as well. But you would also see little paths that will be going off into the trees that intersect with those paths, and those are a general game trail that could be used by coyotes, could be used by bears, could be used by deer or moose, and so we will watch for those.
À en croire le biologiste Rob Stuft, il est important de se documenter sur la faune et la flore.
Well, I think it's pretty interesting for people to kind of understand and discover what might be in their backyard and to get an appreciation for the wildlife that is there, even if they may not see them directly. I think it'll open their eyes in terms of the amount of activity that is in there that you can understand. And in terms of living with our wild neighbors and maintaining an appreciation and space for them, I think events like this are pretty critical to just improve awareness of who our wild neighbors are.
Il y aura également des activités et des jeux, suivis d'un hot dog grillé pour terminer la journée. Imelda Wefek, Northwest FM pour IGL.